It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at the latest in national politics. We'll get a preview of tomorrow's debate among candidates for the Republican presidential nomination.
First, Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers say they want to change Wisconsin's elections board by the fall of 2016.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he'd like to split the Government Accountability Board into two agencies. He also said he wanted to include former lawmakers or other people who represent Democrats and Republicans as part of this new board.
Patrick Marley is with us to talk about this news. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back.
Thanks for having me in.
So why do Republican lawmakers want to overhaul the Government Accountability Board by the year 2016?
Well, they don't think that the Accountability Board has done a good job. It was created 7 years ago, and they think that it is unfair to Republicans, so they want a system that they think is more neutral. Members of the Accountability Board and others dispute their arguments and say that, you know, it is a fair, impartial agency.
Now, the Government Accountability Board, the GAB, was created in the year 2007. At the time, this was an idea that had bipartisan support. Can you tell us about that initial vision for the GAB when it was created?
Sure. Prior to the GAB, we had the State Elections Board and the State Ethics Board. So we had two different agencies. The Elections Board was a partisan agency. So it was appointed by the governor and legislative leaders and political parties. And so they had results that you would typically expect. When Republicans came to with complaints to the board, the Republicans on the board said, these guys are right, the Democrats said they're wrong, and vice versa. This came to a head when we had the caucus scandal where lawmakers and their aides were doing campaign work out of state offices, and the Elections Board and the Ethics Board didn't do anything about that. A lot of criticism came to bear. Eventually, prosecutors got involved and charged members of both parties. And this was a response to that and to create a new system that was supposed to be impartial. They merged their duties into one board, and they put former judges on the board. They also gave them a great deal of secrecy, and they were able to conduct investigations without the public knowing about it. That later led to frustrations as they did this work, and the public couldn't really ascertain what they were up to and, you know, whether they were investigating things that needed to be investigated or whether they were being heavy-handed when they did conduct investigations.
Now, in your piece, you quote a couple of election law experts with national profiles. What do they have to say about how Wisconsin's current Government Accountability Board is seen across the rest of the country?
The people I talked to were Daniel Takagi and Rick Hasen, and they both have very favorable impressions of the GAB. They say this is a national model. The elections, or the GAB, is responsible for administering campaign finance laws, but also for just the day-to-day business of running elections. Virtually everywhere else in the country, those are done by partisan people, either an elections board like we had where it's got a partisan nature to it, or by an elected official like a Secretary of State who's on the ballot with a D or an R behind their name. So they see this as a very positive development to have a body that is supposed to be truly nonpartisan. And one of the things they say is if there are problems with partisanship or there are problems with one party being treated better than another under the system we have, the solution should be, in their view, to make sure that it's truly nonpartisan rather than to directly inject partisanship into that agency.
Now, this move is being advanced by Governor Walker and some in the GOP, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. What do they say about how this new overhauled state elections board could look?
Well, we haven't seen precisely what they want to do, but one thing they're talking about is going back to an agency like we had before. So you'd have, Robin Voss said to me, maybe we'd have former lawmakers on there or others that are appointed specifically with a Democratic and Republican point of view. That way they think that there would be more balance to these kinds of things and that you wouldn't be worried about secret agendas because, you know, everybody would be wearing their party affiliation on their sleeve.
Is there an issue with, as you put it, secret agendas? Is transparency an issue with the current Government Accountability Board?
It is certainly not a very transparent organization, and board members I've spoken to over the years and the board's executive director, Kevin Kennedy, have all said that they think there's too much secrecy and that that's a problem with the way the agency was created. This is something that legislators did. They said that when they wanted this agency created that they needed to operate in secret and that it would be a crime for the board to disclose certain details or talk about investigations except in very narrow circumstances. Now, that has come back to some big criticisms. You know, there's been this John Doe investigation, which was thrown out by the state Supreme Court last month, that looked into whether there were campaign finance improprieties of Governor Walker's campaign. Republicans are very concerned about the way that was conducted. The GAB had a role in it, and we don't know all of the precise details, in part because of these secrecy rules that govern the GAB.
We're talking with Patrick Marley right now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about news that Republican lawmakers and the governor want to overhaul the Government Accountability Board that oversees elections by the year 2016. And Kevin Kennedy, director of the current Government Accountability Board, what have you heard from him about how he's responding to these proposed changes?
Well, the thing that he's focused on is the secrecy issue. He thinks that this should be opened up. He feels that the board hasn't acted in a biased manner and that if the public could see all this, they would be more confident of that. So he says that they should loosen the rules. He says everything to do with the John Doe investigation he thinks should be out there so the public can look at it. But he's also cautioning these lawmakers that they shouldn't make changes too quickly, that in the world of elections, if the election for president in next year is a year and a half away, but that in the world of those who run elections is really on our doorstep and that we shouldn't make the changes until after that. There's no sign that Republicans are going to slow down on this. They really want to see these things in place for that fall 2016 election.
Well, in 2016 would be the first presidential election with the state's new voter ID law in place. Is that something that Kevin Kennedy's thinking about?
Yes, he said, we've had this law on the books since 2011, but because of court orders, it wasn't allowed to go into place. It's now in effect, but we've only had very small, scattered elections with it. And so really the next big test of the voter ID law and how it's administered will be in the spring when we have our spring elections. But that's nothing compared to the kind of turnout you get in a presidential election. So that will be the first major election with the photo ID law. And Kennedy says you need continuity heading into that to make sure everything goes without a hitch.
What are other critics saying about overhauling the Government Accountability Board?
Well, they're saying that we need to open it up. We need to make sure that people aren't getting carried away. They're very concerned that the Accountability Board misinterpreted campaign finance laws and considered things that were allowed under the First Amendment to be crimes, and that we need to make sure that stops. So they're, restructuring the GAB is just one part of the fall agenda. They also want to rewrite campaign finance laws, which really haven't been updated since the 1970s. Since then, we've had some pretty major rulings. Citizens United is probably the best known, but there have been a number of other decisions that really have an impact on Wisconsin's campaign finance laws. And they want to make significant changes to the John Doe law, which is the system that allows district attorneys to conduct secret investigations for any number of crimes that they used against the Walker campaign. They want to prevent those from being used in political cases.
Is that part of the move to overhaul the GAB?
It'll be a separate bill, but it's all intertwined because of these concerns that were raised through this John Doe investigations, that's sort of a three-part thing that they're doing, restructuring the GAB, rewriting the campaign finance laws, and changing the John Doe law.
Now, it's very early, obviously, in any process here, but do you see a reversion to the way things used to be with an elections board and an ethics panel?
I think it is a little too early to say for sure. Clearly, they're going to do something. That was the idea that Robin Voss had, the Assembly Speaker. Others I'm hearing in the Senate want to make sure that it's one board, not two. There's some talk of among some of keeping, as I say, the GAB is made up of six former judges. Some want to keep some judges on there and maybe supplement them with people with partisan ties. Others want to kick the judges off the board and put on these new people. So it's definitely a work in progress. They haven't rallied around a specific plan yet, but you know, they're getting closer each day, it appears, and I think by the fall they'll have something that the Republicans who control the legislature can agree on.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us to talk about news that Republican lawmakers want to overhaul the Government Accountability Board by 2016.